Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah. It's about the one-third mark of the Masechta, a little less, but by the end we'll be close to the one-third mark of Maseches Megillah. And we are continuing in the series of Mishnayos of Ein Bein, of comparing two different things to each other. And today what we're going to compare is the Kedusha of the Mishkan when it was in Shiloh for all those years, for close to 400 years, and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So what differences were there between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash? So the Mishnah tells us, on the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis, Ein Bein Shiloh LeYerushalayim, the only difference between the Mishkan in Shiloh and the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, Ela Shebeshilo Ochlim Kachim Kalim Umaiser Sheni Bekola Roe. Certain types of karbanos that are called Kachim Kalim, that are allowed to be eaten, can be eaten in Shiloh as long as you can still see the Mishkan. Even if you're very far away, as long as you can still see the Mishkan. Maiser Sheni also, Maiser Sheni, typically we eat in Yerushalayim when we have a Beis Hamikdash, but when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, you could eat it wherever you can see the Mishkan. Once we had a Beis HaMikdash, though, Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni can only be eaten inside the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. Not from anywhere you can see the Beis HaMikdash, only inside the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. V'kan v'kan, both by the Beis HaMikdash and by the Mishkan Shiloh, Kachim Kachim, the more severe type of holy karbanos, ne'echalin lefnim min haklaim, can only be eaten in the Azara itself, in the Beis HaMikdash, inside the curtains of the Azara itself. Kedusha Shiloh yesh achareha heter, Kedushas Yerushalayim ein achareha heter. After Shiloh was destroyed, after the Mishkan Shiloh was gone, Bamos became mutter again. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Bamos did not become mutter, they remained usser. So that's another difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim in terms of what happened after them. After Shiloh, Bamos became mutter, while the Mishkan was moving around in Nova Givon for 57 years. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Bamos remained usser. Main point number 5 on the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis over here, two differences between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Number 1, in Shiloh you could eat Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni wherever you can see the Mishkan, and Yerushalayim only inside the city. And number 2, after the destruction of Shiloh, Bamos became mutter, but not after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati Shemakriven Bebeis Chonyo Bizman Hazeh. He says, I heard that you're allowed to bring karbanos in Beis Chonyo. Beis Chonyo, that was a temple that was set up in Mitzrayim, of all places, by the son of Shimon HaTzadik. The son of Shimon HaTzadik had a runaway from Eretz Yisrael, and he set up a temple in Mitzrayim. So he says, I heard you're allowed to bring karbanos there nowadays, now that there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Kasavar, in order to hold this, he must have held, Rav Yitzchak must have held, that Beis Chonyo lav Beis Avodazarihi. First of all, Beis Chonyo was not a place of Avodazara, because you're obviously not allowed to bring karbanos in a place of Avodazara. The Kasavar, and he also must have held, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita, Velo Kitcha L'Asudavo. Very important concept. The original Kedusha of Yerushalayim was a temporary Kedusha, was Kitcha L'Shaita, was Kadosh for that time, but not forever and ever. Meaning, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha went away. And that opens up the possibility of bringing karbanos in other places, because the Kedusha went away from the place of the Beis HaMikdash. So that, only if you hold the combination of those two things, would it be possible to say that you could bring karbanos in Beis Chonyo. You hold that it was not a Beis Avodah Zarah, and that there's no more Kedusha in Yerushalayim. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki lo basem ad ata el ha-menucha ve'al ha-nachla. You still haven't arrived at the Menucha and Nachla. What are the Menucha and Nachla? Menucha zu Shiloh. That's a reference to the Mishkan while it was in Shiloh. Nachla zu Yerushalayim. And Nachla refers to the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So we see, what does the Pasuk do? Makish Nachla leMenucha. It compares the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim to the Mishkan of Shiloh. Ma Menucha yesh acharei heter. Just like after the Mishkan was destroyed, you were allowed to bring karbanos on Bamos. Af Nachla yesh acharei heter. So Rabbi Yitzchak holds, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're also allowed to bring karbanos on bamos. The kedusha went away, so you can bring karbanos wherever you want. So Amrule, the Chum said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Amrit, did you really say this? That's crazy. You hold you're allowed to bring karbanos on bamos after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Amrule hulo. He said, no, not me. I didn't say it. So Amrava, hello Kim. Amrava, come here and lamine. What are you talking about? You did say it. We learned it from you. You absolutely said it. Don't deny it now. Well, my time of Kahadabe, obviously what Rabbi Yitzchak meant to say was that he was changing his mind, that he was backtracking now. He now no longer holds you're allowed to bring karbanos, you know, in the Beis Chonyo. So why did he back out? Mishum Kasha Rav Mari, because Rav Mari pointed out a very big kasha on Rav Yitzchak, namely, he's against our Mishnah. The most of Rav Mari, Rav Mari asked on him from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Kedusha Shilo Yeshach Reheter, Kedushas Yerushalayim ain't achreya heter. Our Mishnah says explicitly, after the Mishkan was destroyed, bamos became mutter. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, bamos are not mutter. You're not allowed to bring karbanos in other places. Which is directly against Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak thinks you can bring in the Beis Chonyo in this temple in Mitzrayim? No way. Va'od, and furthermore, Tana, and it says in the Mishnah, Mishabo'ol Yerushalayim ne'esru habamos. Once we came to Yerushalayim and built the Beis HaMikdash, bamos became aser. V'lo hayalahem od heter. And they never, ever became mutter again. V'hi aysa l'nachla. And that became a nachla. So, one second. So main point number one over here, according to Rabbi Yitzchak originally held that nowadays we could bring karbanos on bamos, but then changed his mind because he's against our Mishnah. So now, once we mention the idea of Kedusha Rishon Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Aslavo, the idea that there is something to discuss, whether the original Kedusha of Yerushalayim remains intact after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Gemara is going to discuss that idea and see who holds that it's true and who holds that it's not true. So it says in Tanaihi, it's really a machlokas tanaim whether the original Kedusha of Yerushalayim remains intact after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Ditznan, because we have a Mishnah that says as follows. Am Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati k'shayubon behechal, asu kla'im lahechal, uklaim la'azara. Rabbi Eliezer says, I heard that when they first built the Hechal, they made curtains around the Hechal, and they made curtains around the Azara. These are two rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. The Hechal is a little bit further in, more holy, Azara a little bit further out. They built the wall of the Hechal outside of the curtains. And the Azara, they ended up building the wall inside of where the makeshift curtain was. But they had curtains by both originally. They needed to put up curtains right away. And Rabbi Shua says, Shamati Shemakrivin Afal Pisha in Bayis. I heard that we bring karbanos even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Ochin kache kachim afal pishein klaim, and you can eat kache kachim karbanos even if there are no curtains around the azara. Kachim kalim ma'aser sheni afal pishein choma, and you can eat kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni, which normally can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, even if there's no wall around Yerushalayim. You know why? Mimnei shekedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asubavo. Rabbi Shua says because that original kedusha of Yerushalayim never went away; it's still there. So if that's what Rabbi Yeshua holds, and that's why he says they didn't need curtains, you could eat there anyway, because that kedusha is there anyway. Lav mechal de Rabbi Lazar sover lo kitcha l'aslavo. Doesn't that tell you that Rabbi Lazar holds that the original kedusha is not permanent, that it did go away? So don't you see, it's a machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua whether the kedusha rishon is there or not? I'm Ravina, Ravashi, so Ravina says Ravashi, Mimai. Nah, how do you know that's what they're arguing about? Dilma, maybe the Kulei Alma Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asalavo. Maybe everybody holds that the Kedusha is permanent, that the Kedusha is always going to be there. You don't need curtains in order to have Kedusha. Umar Maidishmi Aleika Amar, Umar Maidishmi Aleika Amar. Rabbi Eliezer was just reporting what he had heard, that they put up curtains. Rabbi Shu was reporting what he had heard, that they didn't put up curtains. Aye, but why would you need curtains if the kedusha is there anyway? The chitema klaim the Rav Lazar lamali. Why would Rav Lazar hold that you need curtains if he really holds that the kedusha is there anyway and you can eat there the kachim anyway? So why does he say you need it? Listen to Yusuf Alma. No, they just put up curtains as a way of keeping things private and not everyone should be able to peek in while the Kohanim are doing the Avodah. But it had nothing to do with Kedusha. It was just stam for Tzniyus purposes, to keep the Avodah a little more private. So this machlokes Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshua is not about whether the kedusha remains intact after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Main point number two: when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Eliezer holds they made curtains, but just for privacy reasons, and Rabbi Yeshua says they didn't make curtains. So where do we find the discussion about whether the kedusha is still intact after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? Eloki hani tanai. We find the machlokas tanaim in the following case. Titanya, we have a brisa. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, Lama manu chacham meselu. Why is it that when we list off walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the chachamim only listed off a few cities by name and not all of the cities? So shakshalu bnei agolam matzu eselu v'kitchum. Because when we came in from Galus to Eretz Yisrael, we found those cities and we gave them kedusha. Avala Rishonos batlu mishabatla aretz. But the original cities that were walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they lost all of their kedusha once the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It was only certain cities that we re-sanctified when we came in to build the second Beis Hamikdash. So what do you see from there? Alma kasavra kedusha rishona kitchel shaita velo kitchel asadavo. You see that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi clearly holds that the original kedusha went away. It stops after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. How did some cities get kedusha back? Because we came in and we gave it new kedusha again, but normally the kedusha would just fall away after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ureminu, but I'll ask you a contradiction. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, v'chiyelu b'levad hayu. What, were these the only walled cities? V'alo kvar nemar, doesn't the pasuk already say shishim ir kol chevel argov, that there were 60 walled cities? Uksiv kol ele orim bitzurus choma gavoa, these were all fortified cities with high walls. Elo lama manu chacham meselu, so why do we list only these particular cities? Shekshalu b'nei agola matzu elu v'kitchum, that when we came back from Galus, we sanctified these cities. Kitchum hashta hamilot shrichlu kedusha. What do you mean we sanctified them? I thought we don't need to sanctify them. They're already kadosh. Ella matuas elu umanim. No, it means that they found these cities and they just listed them off. V'lo elu b'vad el kol shetalucha mesoros biyadcha me'avosecha shemekavascha me'osyoshu benun kol ha'mitzvah salal ha'nogin ba. But it's not only these cities. Any city that was surrounded by a wall, that we have a tradition that was surrounded by a wall from this Yeshua benun, would have the same kedusha. Mipnei, because shekedusha rishona kedusha kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asulavo. The original kedusha that was there when at the time of the first Beis Hamikdash never went away. It stays forever and ever. Bottom line, what do we see over here? We have one brisa that has Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi saying that Kedusha Rishona is Kitchel Shaita velo Kitchel Asalavo, does not remain holy forever and ever. And then we have another brisa that has the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi saying that Kedusha Rishona is Kitchel Shaita v'Kitchel Asalavo, that it does remain holy forever and ever. So says Gemara, Kashad Rabbi Shmuel Ad Rabbi Shmuel, it's a stira in Rabbi Shmuel. So Gemara has two answers. Either trei tanai alibid Rabbi Shmuel, either it's a machlokas tanaim what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi really held. So that's why we have two reports of what he actually held. Or viva yisema harab lazer Rabbi Yossi amra. Or it could be that one of them was not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, one of them was Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yossi. Detanya Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yossi amar asher lo choma afal pishen lamachsha vahilo kodem lachin. That a city is considered a walled city even if it just once had a wall. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds Kedusha Rishona is not Kitchel Asalavo, the Kedusha gets cancelled. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi holds the Kedusha Rishona remains intact and remains strong and is never cancelled. So main point number three on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Machlokas, whether we can derive that the Kedusha remains intact from the fact that we were Makdish walled cities again in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's either two Tanaim arguing about what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, or it's a Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Again, the main point is Machlokas, whether we could derive if Kitchelas Lavo, if the Kedusha remains intact, from the fact that we enumerate certain cities as being walled cities during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. And again, major concepts here, Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavo, Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asalavo. Do we assume that the Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash stays forever and ever? Or do we assume that the Kedusha went away when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Okay, that's Yoram and Aleph. Yitzhak Hashem, next time we get into Yoram and Beis, and that's where we really start going through the actual psukim in the Megillah. So we can actually start learning about the Megillah itself next time.